Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Tough Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain Comments for today, Wednesday, June 2nd. In the news this morning, overnight ELOT prices were July corn down a penny and a quarter at 687 and a half. July wheat up 6 3/4 at $7.25. And July beans up 6.5 cents at 15.54 3/4. Once again, there were no export sales announced. My guess is the Chinese are out of ammo here for quite some time. I think tensions between the U.S. and the Chinese have backed off. You know, they backed off the Chinese wanting to buy anything American. They bought enough in the month of May to satisfy, I think, their demands for quite some time. And I don't expect them back in here for quite a while. The crop progress reports show everything's great out there as far as the beans go, as far as the corn goes. Corn's 76% good to excellent versus 74%. A year ago, big numbers. 95% of the corn planted versus 87%. That's a big number. 84% of the beans planted versus 67%. Big number. The problems out there is that we've got the spring wheat rated 43. Good to excellent. That's down 2 percentage points. Oregon and Texas, the big drawdowns on all of these wheat numbers. But winter wheat was up 1 percentage point to 48%. Good to excellent. The beans were strong overnight because of the oil. The bean oil up 126 overnight. I'm frankly very surprised that the bean oil is this strong, but it is what it is for the time being. But with India basically shut down and production increasing in Malaysia, I just don't see that we're going to be able to support these prices. But, you know, longer term, right now, the weather, I think what's got some people excited, we're going to be 90 degrees Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday in Chicago. Des Moines, it's 3 days, I think. And then we break and we go back down into the mid-80s, some scattered rains. I don't see a problem out here right now. Yes, in the western part of the state, the states were pretty dry. We know all the problems in North Dakota, South Dakota, California, Oregon, Texas. But for the most part, I think these crops are off to a pretty good start, as verified by the ratings. And, you know, I just don't think the bean oil is going to continue to hold up the beans long-term in here. So I remain a little bit bearish out here until this market can prove itself. And it certainly hasn't done that to me. I think all we've seen here is a rally in a bear market. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.